Good morning, everyone. Let's begin with a question. So who needs forgiveness? Who doesn't need forgiveness? If you're going to try to answer that question, you couldn't do better than to start in the land of Rwanda. On February 10th, a conference starts in that nation, where genocide was so prevalent in the decade of the 90s. A conference start that's all about forgiveness. And if there's a music of forgiveness, maybe it would sound something like this. That's the music of Jean-Paul Samputu, who's going to be addressing the conference. He's a musician and cultural ambassador for Rwanda. He's on his way to the February 10th conference in Rwanda. We joined him as he's making his way towards Heathrow Airport. Jean-Paul Samputu, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much.
Good morning. And let's just say that, you know, it's not just a musical matter, this forgiveness with you. In 1994, you came home from the chaos and genocide in Rwanda to discover that your neighbors had murdered your entire family. And for the next 9 years, what happened to you?
Yeah, I was 9 years. I was dealing with anger, bitterness, and desire of revenge. And I was suffering and, addicted, alcoholic addicted, because I could not understand why my best friend, we grew up together, is the one who killed my parents. And I lost my mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was healed in 2003. Just because I decided to forgive him, you know, by forgiving him, by taking that choice, and I was released from that bondage.
What happened in 2003 that led you to choose the option of forgiveness when bitterness and anger had been with you for so many years?
It's a decision I took because that was the only solution, because I was waiting to die, and I couldn't perform. I couldn't show up on the stage. I was always drunk with, you know, not only drinking and even taking drugs. And, I decided to see what I can do. I think I didn't even choose to forgive. I think that was, that was the choice, because I didn't know what to do again. And I wanted to release from that prison of hatred and bitterness and anger. And I asked a man who is a spiritual man who I didn't even ask him. He said, no, you need prayers. And they prayed for me. And I went to many things. I went to find witch doctors. I went, you know, and even if he prayed for me, it didn't help me after that, because I was resisting to forgive. And by taking decision, by choosing to decide to forgive, that helped me, and I was healed totally.
So looking for a fix, I mean, first consumed with anger, then looking for a fix, even going to witch doctors. But it wasn't until you made the decision to actually go back to your neighbor, to your best friend, and explicitly forgive him that you were free. What was that like?
Yeah, I went to what we call gachacha. It's a traditional court. Normally, people go there to accuse who did the genocide. It's a place of justice, a place, traditional court where people talk through, said this one killed the family. Me, I went there, people were surprised because I didn't go to accuse, I went to forgive. I wanted to be free, and it went well, and I got great peace in my heart, and it didn't end there, because now I'm teaching forgiveness and all the people, and not only in Rwanda, because I know the world need the world. This world we live carries the wounds of unforgiveness. That's why you see these so-called violences and war everywhere. We are facing a culture of revenge. That is why we decided to teach and to spread this message of forgiveness all over the world.
And that's your message as the conference opens on February 10th. And, of course, there's more violence between Congo and Rwanda, even now in a war that's gone on for a decade, creating more cycles of violence and bitterness and anger. What happened to your music, Jean-Paul, when you made that decision to forgive?
Oh, yeah. This is a good question, because my music changed forever after the Rwandan genocide. And in 2003, I started to sing about peace, love, and reconciliation. And since 2003, it's only the awards I won. And before that, I didn't win any award. I won a core award as a Best African Traditional African in Africa. Then I was invited in America because of that. And then I won the International Songwriting Competition in Nashville. And, my music, when you think peace, it follows you, and awards follows you, and you, when you sing the right thing, it's good, because the world need that.
Well, peace and forgiveness are infectious. Not only awards, but the music actually comes back. Jean-Paul Samputu, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Jean-Paul Samputu is a Rwandan singer and musician on his way to a forgiveness conference in Rwanda.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.